You stand before this throne accused of the theft of the Queen's necklace and the murder of Sophie Lemoine, the Dauphine's friend and loyal subject to the crown. What do you say?
Your Majesty, I have been wrongly accused. There is no evidence to link me with this crime.
We have this. We found this in the grotto after the princess was pushed into the pond. It matches the buttons of the jacket you are wearing now, and there is a button missing on your sleeve.
Many people have buttons such as these. Why, monsieur himself?
Oh, surely you don't mean to implicate my own brother.
Of course not, your majesty. I only meant to explain that...
Can you explain this, monsieur? The duke and I found this in your room. It is the Star of Madagascar, the largest gem in the queen's necklace.
There is little doubt in my mind, monsieur, that you are both a thief and a murderer. The details, I am sure, will reveal themselves once you have been thoroughly questioned.
Questioned?
Of course, monsieur. Surely you are familiar with the methods available to our officers in the Bastille. They will undoubtedly flesh out the details for us in short order.
Your Majesty, there is no need for that. Believe me, I admit my guilt and I will explain to you how all of these events took place. All I ask is the mercy for which you are renowned.
If I thought, monsieur, that I was known for my mercy, I would quickly move to change my reputation. You are not in any position to bargain. Tell me what happened. Now.
I stole the necklace. The night the Dauphine was taken ill, I followed Sophie Lemoine into the strong room and took the necklace from her. Somehow she found the necklace where I had hidden it. When she wouldn't return it to me, I killed her. I thought she had managed to lock the jewels back in the strong room. That is what I assumed until last week when they were discovered missing. I realized then that Sophie must have hidden them somewhere and I set out to find them. Each night I put a sleeping powder in Mary Adelaide's milk. It was not my intention to harm her. I only wanted her to be sleeping soundly when I searched the secret passageway.
But I didn't drink the milk. Madame Marquet did.
And then last Thursday, Mary Adelaide put sleeping powder in the milk so Madame Marquet would...
Your Highness.
I was driven by greed, Your Majesty. I am not proud of what I have done, and I know I deserve the most severe punishment. I do throw myself on the king's mercy.
Your actions, monsieur, are, in addition to all else, treasonous. You will be taken to the Bastille, where you will be held at my pleasure until such a time as you will be led to a public place and be put to death.